The play-by-play clip you just heard, by the way, our friend Chris Hooks from NC Central provided that to us, was about Rayshon King getting on the court just for the second game in Central's very spectacular season thus far and scoring his first basket in college basketball. And Rayshon is with us on the Allen Kelly and Company Train Hotline. Just how big a deal was that to you? A lot of people would take it for granted. You've been through a lot. We'll detail some of those things in a second. But how big a deal ultimately was that to you?
It was very major to me. Meant a lot to me. When Coach called me to go in, I was determined to do whatever it takes to score, because when I got in at first, I had an opportunity to score a basket and I missed it. So I was just focused and determined, you know, that when I get in, I'm going to get the ball and I'm going to do whatever it takes to score.
You're a freshman. You're a walk-on. And a lot of players in your position aren't expected to play at all. And you get on the court, do you put added pressure on yourself? Or, I mean, is it even possible to relax?
I was very nervous, shooken up, had butterflies. So, you know, just to be able to get in, being a freshman meant a lot to me.
Now, this is you got on the court back on against Utah Valley back in November. You played about a minute there too. You've got one shot attempt there. Was there anything, you know, when you're getting ready back go back in the game, where you're thinking, all right, this is what I did wrong the last time. Maybe if I get a better look, what were you thinking?
When I got in the Utah Valley, Coach dropped a play for me to shoot a three, and when I shot the three, I missed the shot. So I was just telling myself, next time when I get in, I'm not going to shoot. I'm just going to try to drive to the basket, which I did last night. I drove, and I laid it up, and I made a layup.
Now, did Coach Moten draw anything else up for you? Did he kind of give you a little pep talk going, all right, last time I gave you a three shot, what are we going to do here?
I get in, I'm at the free throw line. My teammate's shooting a free throw. He's shooting two free throws. He missed the first one. And then Coach calls me over and is like, Rayshon, come here. And then he tells me to tell my teammates to tell everybody to line up at the opposite free throw line, and everybody gonna break apart, and I'm gonna stand in the middle. And the point guard Jameer, our point guard Jameer was in at the time, and Jameer passed me the ball, and I was at the top of the key. Basically, it was like an isolation one on one with my man. So it was amazing.
And that's the Heat run that for LeBron a lot, don't they?
Yes, sir.
So, I'm sure. I mean, maybe that play was called, a LeBron play for Rayshon King, who's joining us on the Allen Kelly and Company Train Hotline. We've talked a lot about your story, mostly with your celebrity head coach. We love Lavelle Moten, by the way, and you guys are having a great season. But explain to me how much he has meant to you personally during this period of time, and then we'll get to the moment in September at PNC Arena.
Coach Lavelle Moten is he's a very inspiring man. He means a lot to me right now in my life. Of course, he helped me meet my hero, LeBron James. And, you know, he's just a great guy to be around. A very motivational guy, somebody you would want to look up to, very successful in life. So, you know, just to have him in my life, just to have that male mentor in my life, that means a lot to me.
Rayshon King is with us here on the Allen Kelly and Company Train Hotline. Make-A-Wish has been doing their thing for a long time, you were fighting leukemia while you were still in high school, at Middle Creek. And the story, which actually was aired on ABC's coverage of the NBA on Christmas Day, has plenty of exposure there, by the way, was that you were really too sick to meet LeBron when you were previously scheduled to do it. And then they rescheduled it, but you essentially punted LeBron James to give back to all the people that supported you. Nobody would have thought twice about it if you had still opted to meet LeBron James, who you said was your hero. Why ultimately did you decide to just serve them lunch?
You know, I came home from school And my mom kept, you know, getting on me about I need to call, make a wish, and tell him, you know, my wish and stuff, which was to meet LeBron James. And, of course, I wasn't feeling up to par. So, you know, I just sat down in my kitchen, and I was like, you know, not going to be selfish. You know, why not give back to the people that was, you know, helping me out and was there for me and, you know, was doing fundraisers to raise money for me and, you know, when I was sick and when I was down. So why not give back to those? And, you know, like I tell everybody when they ask me this question, it's really God. You know, God is doing all this for me right now. And it's just an amazing journey that I'm doing right now.
Now, how much Chick-fil-A was that?
So it was 1,900 students, so about 1,900 sandwiches.
Jeez.
Oh, that's fantastic.
I can only imagine the Chick-fil-A restaurant when the order came in. Yeah, we're going to need about 2,000 Chick-fil-A sandwiches. Can you make that happen? Now, when you had an opportunity, Rayshon King joining us from Central, when you had an opportunity to meet LeBron, you didn't really know that was going to go on. Coach called you into a meeting, but he kind of sprung that on you. What were you thinking going into that meeting?
So, Coach calls me, and I'm out of class. Just getting out of my last class, and he's like, Ray, meet me in my office at 4 o'clock. His exact words. He didn't say, hey, how you doing? You know, how's your day? He just said, meet me in my office at 4 o'clock. And I'm like, oh, man, what did I do? Is he going to kick me off the team? I didn't do nothing. You know, I'm not even clear to play at. What did I do? So I'm sitting here like, oh, man. So I go to his office. He's like, bring your ID, your wallet, you know, money and all that. And I'm like, okay, so what's going on? So then when he told me to bring my wallet and all that, I was assuming that we're probably going out to eat. We're having, you know, a coach and, you know, me and him going to sit down and talk, you know, to talk about, you know, my life and his life and how I feel about playing here at Central and stuff like that. So we get in the car and I'm quiet, you know, I'm a very shy person. So I don't say nothing because I don't really know what's going on, but I'm assuming that we're going out to eat. And my mom calls me, and she's like, Ray, where are you at? And I'm like, hey, Mom, I'm in the car with Coach. I don't know where we're going, but I think we're going out to eat. And she's like, well, you know, you got tickets. Make-A-Wish got tickets for you to go to the Heat game to see LeBron James play the Charlotte Bobcats. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I know, I forgot. She's like, well, put LaVelle on the phone. So I was like, yes, ma'am. So I gave Coach LaVelle the phone, and now you can hear my mom just giving it to him. She was fussing him up. And I was like, oh, man. He finally calmed my mom down. He's like, Michelle, calm down, calm down. He's like, you just ruined the surprise. He's like, I'm going to take Rayshon to see LeBron right now. I got, you know, all access passes so he could be down there on the court and with LeBron and, you know, the Heat and stuff like that. He'd go to the back with the locker room there. And my mom just burst out into tears, was just bawling, crying. And I knew she – and this, it was so bad that because we didn't even have her on speakerphone. Like, he had the phone to her ear so I could hear her every cursing word she said. She was crying and screaming. It was just crazy. When he said it to my mom, it was just I just had an immediate smile, like a straight Kool-Aid smile on my face. I could not stop teasing.
A straight Kool-Aid smile. Real quick, what was the meeting with LeBron like?
It was amazing. After the game, I went in the locker room and, you know, before I went in, I told myself, you know, I'm going to ask this dude 1,000 questions, you know, like, what does he do during his spare time and what does it take to be, you know, just as great as him? And, you know, I had all these questions in my head, and as soon as I got in the locker room, I froze up. And he came up to me. He was like, he put both his hands out, and in his right hand, he had two pair of size 16 shoes, and he said, here. So I'm figuring he's trying to dap me up. So I put my hand out. I'm trying to dap him up. He's like, no, these are yours. He gave me the shoes that he wore that night, and he signed them. And I just could not stop smiling. We took pictures together, and it was just amazing. I was cheesing the whole time. And every question that I had in my head blew away just like that in seconds.
It's too bad you don't wear a size 16. Although I don't know, maybe you do. Size 16 shoe. That's a big shoe. It had to be one of the great, absolutely one of the great moments for you. And I'm sure Coach Moten, we've spoken to him a lot. I think the moment moved him as well. Congratulations on scoring your first bucket in college basketball, and we look forward to more of those. It was fun to say hi, and continued success. And we will hopefully you're still moving in the right direction health-wise, and we'll see you on the court again.
Thank you.